It'll be interesting to see, you know, what Donald Trump's reaction to this will be. He is, you know, pro-drilling and pro-oil, so we'll see. We'll see what happens in the months ahead. But just to give us some perspective on what is unfolding right now, is Kaya Mandelbaum. He's a legal counsel for the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute in Washington, D.C. You can check those guys out at eelegal.org for more information. And Kaya, it's good to have you here. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Drew, and it's fantastic to be here. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Let's talk about why the president is doing this, and whether or not it was a coincidence he did it, you know, just as the Canadian Prime Minister did Trudeau. Come January 21st, when President Trump takes officially, you know, takes office, can he overturn this? So a couple things there. Why did the president do it, and what do you think Trump's reaction is going to be to it?
Well, it's a very interesting question because the president used a very little used law. The Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act is rarely used and rarely invoked. And in invoking it in this way, he invoked it in a fairly massive way. And as you said, he invoked it to take hundreds of millions of acres of both the Arctic Sea and the Atlantic Sea, a stretch of coastline running from Massachusetts all the way down to Virginia. And he took that out of production for any possible oil or natural gas leasing now or in the future. So that's a fairly substantial move on his part. And I think the Trump administration's reaction is going to be profoundly negative to something like this. And I can see them very quickly moving to try and reverse it.
How long will that take? Is that a drawn-out process, or is it as easy as a swipe of your pen?
Well, that's a very interesting question because there isn't much legal precedent on it. And they have a number of different avenues to try and reverse it. The easiest one would probably be a legislative solution. Because Republicans will control both houses of Congress, they could simply move to amend the law itself. And that would probably be the quickest method and the one that would be least likely to end up in court. But it would also be one that would have to pass through both houses of Congress and then get the president's signature. But the Trump administration could also try and do it just as President Obama did it with a stroke of his pen. Mm-hmm. And that's likely to end up in court.
Yeah.
The Bush administration did change some of the boundaries of lands that President Clinton had designated as protected. But he never withdrew lands entirely from protection. And if President Trump does try to do that, it's likely to end up in court. Mm. And there's really no precedent. The law doesn't have any sort of method for withdrawing lands once they've been designated preserved.
Right.
And so it could take years before a court decides what exactly the method for doing that is.
Yeah, and this was pretty significant, too, because, you know, the ban, you know, the drilling ban would, I think, cover, from what I was reading earlier today, about 98% of federally owned Arctic waters, or about, I think it was 115 million acres of what's really pristine, you know, a really pristine area, home to a lot of endangered species, including polar bears and bowhead whales and things along those lines. What was the motive for the president to do this? Was this a shot at Donald Trump? Was this his last attempt to do something, you know, very positive in terms of being environmentally conscious? I mean, what do you think is driving this? Is there, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what do you see as the motive behind this action?
I suspect it was a sop to his supporters. And ultimately, he knew that this was exactly the sort of thing that the Trump administration was going to be against. And it was the sort of energy policy that the voters had voted against in electing Donald Trump. And it was the sort of energy policy that Hillary Clinton had been pushing very strongly in the election, and the sort of energy policies that President-elect Trump had been pushing very strongly against. So in doing it, he knew that it was not what the Trump administration would want. And so it can either be seen as a shot across the bow or just as a final way of rewarding the environmental groups that so heavily backed him before there's no more opportunities to do so.
You know,
either way, it's a substantial blow in terms of America's long-term energy production.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of oil and natural gas under those waters that could probably safely have been extracted.
And that's what strikes me, because I'm wondering how the oil companies are responding to this. What's their reaction been? Has there been any?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because there hasn't been any drilling in those areas up to now, and there hasn't even really been a strong interest. Drilling in those waters is actually very expensive to do safely and securely. And given the low oil and natural gas prices that we've seen the last few years, the oil companies haven't really been eager to do so. In fact, Royal Dutch Shell just did its most recent study back in 2015, where they concluded that there was probably a lot of oil and natural gas there, but that the expense of doing so just wasn't worth it given the current prices.
Exactly. That's what the president said. President Obama said that the investment was too costly unless oil prices tripled. I mean, barrels of oil are pretty low right now. I mean, how true is that?
Well, barrels of oil are certainly low, but I don't think it would need to triple. And we can certainly remember only a few years ago when prices were more than double what they are now. And at those prices, it would likely be worth the oil companies and the natural gas companies going back up there and starting to invest in doing so. So I think the president is probably overstating it when he says they need to triple.
Right.
Certainly they would need to go up significantly. But I think there's probably long-term interest, particularly as prices do inevitably start to rise again.
Right.
And now it's going to take years of legal wrangling before that option comes on the table. Ultimately, what it's going to do is push investment out of the United States to other places rather than allow that investment to flow to American waters.
That's right. So what's next? What do you think is going to happen? President-elect becomes president. He'll sign the executive order. This will go to court, you think?
Almost certainly. I mean, I would suspect that President Trump will move to reverse this order. I mean, it's possible that a Republican Congress will take up this issue and try to change the law itself to make it easier to reverse. But it's also possible that that will end up facing a filibuster in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
which will mean that the executive power will be the only way to do it.
Wow.
And if that happens, then environmental groups will likely file suit, and you could end up seeing a top 5 to 7 year legal battle over what exactly President Obama designated, what exactly President Trump undesignated, and what exactly a 1953 law dealing with all this stuff allows, and how that all plays out in the modern world.
That'll be interesting.
Because the real question is, the law is designed to preserve and protect these lands.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it safely, if you can extract safely while still preserving and protecting these lands, then it's probably okay to do so. And that's what any executive order President Trump signs is likely to say.
Right. All right. Well, it makes sense. Hey, Chaim, thank you for the insight and for your time today. I appreciate it. We'll see what happens. This is a story that won't go away. I'm sure we'll be talking about it more in the not-too-distant future. So, hey, thank you
very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Delight to have you here. Chaim Mandelbaum, folks, he is legal counsel for the Energy Environmental Legal Institute in Washington, D.C. You can check him out at eelegal.org.